Tim?
Yes, sir?
Yeah, this is Norm.
Hi, Norm.
Could I ask you something about the greeting phase? You know, you talked about, like, for example, meeting the guy with the bag of wheat in the grocery store. So that sort of sounds like you just met a total stranger and you sort of, you know, developed the conversation that way. I guess my question is, you know, how important is that? You know, you mentioned meeting four or five people every day. How important is that to be meeting what sounds like to be strangers and greeting them and, you know, inviting them into the business?
All right. How important is it? I guess it depends on what viewpoint you look at it from. Norm, here's the reason that I do it. I have identified that when I introvert and become very self-interested instead of outwardly interested in other people, then I withdraw a little bit, okay? And so I'm not as light and airy and conversational and upbeat and happy, all right?
Yeah.
And so what I have found is that I don't go out there. And, you know, when I first got in the business, I did this little game where I would put five beans in my right pocket, and then every time I met somebody, I'd put a bean in the left pocket, right? Until I had all the beans in my left pocket. Okay. Well, man, that was like a drill sergeant, man. I didn't get how important it was. You know, in other words, if you just look at mankind, we're all dependent upon one another, right? In other words, we require one another to coexist on this planet. And so what I have found is that if I just go out there not inviting people, I go out there and I greet, purely greet. I mean, for those of you, you know, you've not gotten this drill yet, and it's something that I really covered deeply in Master Inviter, is that how you greet people is that you basically have two options. You identify something in the environment of interest, and you put all of their attention and your attention on that item. It's a very safe way to greet someone. Or you just bluntly ask them, do you take supplements? Okay? And so I greet people all the time. And in that greeting, I meet just tons of great people. Some people I've met, they did not qualify based upon what answers that they gave me, but they've still become great friends of mine. And they know that I'm in business for myself. And that's all that they really know about me. All right? Does that make sense to you, Norm? In other words, I have to meet people because it makes me feel lighter.
Yeah. So it sort of sounds like you were saying, you know, at one point in your life, just, you know, meeting someone in the grocery store. Because to be honest with you, when I go into the grocery store right now, I just want to get in and out of there and not talk to anybody and that sort of thing. But it sounds like you saw it was important to make that total change and just sort of start greeting people.
Yeah.
Sort of, yeah.
And, oh, is it so fun after a while.
Really? Okay, well, that's good.
You know, I go into there and, you know, and I just happen to pick up some flowers and put it, there's little flower racks in the baskets here. And so, you know, I'm cruising around and there was a guy and his daughter, and the guy was looking, he was an elderly gentleman, and he was looking in my basket. And he had flowers in his basket, and I go, you're wishing that you had my flowers, don't you? Right? And he started laughing. And he and I cut up and joked around for the next 15 minutes throughout the whole store, because we ended up, you know, I mean, we'd come in at the fruit section at the same time. We basically were right beside each other the rest of the way through. We cut up and had just a great time. I'm in D.C. He's in San Diego. We've corresponded like about 10 times since we met, right? It's just, in other words, it's just light and airy and fun.
Okay, yeah. You don't have in mind, I'm going to close this guy to whatever. It's more, I'm just meeting this person.
That's exactly right. And then at one point, his name is Art. At one point, Art said to me, he goes, man, when I was your age, I was just like you. You know, just gregarious and just happy and fun and all of this, you know? And then I go, and what happened?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, I got older. And I go, and you think I'm going to buy that lame excuse? And he started laughing. And right then was when that connection happened. There was something that occurred right then that he and I knew that there was a bond that just was created. I felt emotion. He felt emotion. And I go, what's happened? He goes, well, I lost my wife. And I go, that hurt. That hurt a lot. And it causes you to try to withdraw, doesn't it? And he goes, yeah. And I go, well, man, there's a lot of people out on planet Earth that needs your information. Okay, get you something that has a great purpose behind it where you feel proud. How do you spend your days these days? And he goes, just playing cards. And I go, wow, you want more, don't you? He goes, I do. You see how that happened? Now, that was after three conversations that we just corresponded back and forth. Right? And I'm not saying this is the only way to prospect. I'm just saying that this is one way because you asked me about this. You know, when I get real, you know, fired up, I'll buy a whole bunch of leads. I'll hammer through these calls and I'll greet people. I'm nice. I want to meet that person. I want to help that person. And then when I see that they're not really qualified, I move on swiftly. Yeah. Right? That answer your question, Norm?
Very good. Thank you.
All right.